upward and into his eyes, and the space between his eyes and eye sockets, which meant some of the plant DNA had even penetrated Jason's brain. Jason dropped the gene gun on the chamber floor. "I told them this gun was a piece of shit," said Jason. He opened the chamber door, stepped outside, and fainted. Bald, standing outside the glass enclosure, stared at Jason lying on the floor. "Hey, Jason, you okay? What happened in there?" A voice came over a hidden speaker. "An EMT unit is on its way. Stay in place. No one leave the lab until cleared. Is that understood? Just nod if you understand." Bald looked up at wherever the voice was coming from and nodded. The gene gun accident at the Morabito lab never made the news. That's because the corporate communications department of the parent company took immediate steps to ensure that word of the mishap remained confined to the small group of technicians known as genetic engineers who had been with Jason when the gene gun misfired. They did as protocol directed, reported the accident to senior management, who quickly assembled the business continuity management team that included the firm's crisis communication specialists, who then advised the C-suite, senior management, that in this case, no communication, external or internal, was the best strategy. If no one outside that small circle knew about the accident, then to the rest of the world, it never happened. Morabito was a subsidiary of a larger agricultural corporation, AgCon, that specialized in the production of genetically modified plants and vegetables the media had nicknamed Frankenplants, that included oversized tomatoes or the recently famous ketchup and fries creation that was both potato and tomato. Their products had made it into hundreds of top retail stores across the country, including the megastore CostSmart. Recently, Morabito had expanded into areas beyond food production. When this incident occurred, Jason had been attempting to combine redwood DNA with maple DNA to create a more durable wood commonly used in new home construction. It would come from a tree that grew faster than a typical redwood, thereby generating stronger lumber at a faster pace than it took to harvest similarly sized redwoods. A fine idea if ever there was one, thrown slightly off course when the altered maple tree DNA was accidentally fired into the body and absorbed by Jason, one of Morabito's top genetic engineers. The accident was immediately contained inside the small laboratory. Since Jason was the only person affected, a medical team rushed Jason into an examination room and began running tests for his blood pressure, EKG, temperature, and pulse. "I feel fine," insisted Jason, once he regained consciousness. "Really, this is all unnecessary. Barely felt a thing." They treated the wound, which was basically a red blotch on his upper chest, with betadine, and proceeded to monitor Jason's vitals. For the first 24 hours, Jason experienced no change whatsoever, other than an odd craving for pancakes and French toast, neither of which he typically ate. The medical team eventually determined that there would probably be little to no effect from plant DNA being absorbed by a human, since we eat plants every day, albeit not trees as a rule. As for the small microscopic pellets of tungsten, they would have to wait and see how Jason's body dealt with it. A CAT scan and several blood tests later, Jason was finally given a clean bill of health and then dismissed from the clinic. The next day, when Jason arrived back at work, he was directed to human resources, where he was advised by an HR specialist that he was being released from his position on the DNA transfer team. Their reason was that it must have been human error on his part that caused the gene gun to misfire. "After careful review of what happened, including watching the available video, we have determined that you are the reason the gun misfired," said the HR manager. "That's ridiculous."